Game Edition. This is Overtime. We'll be with you until 7 o'clock. Alabama tradition, the past, present, and future of the Alabama Crimson Tide. Martin is covering high school basketball tonight. He works on a couple of little projects there, and we will be by ourselves tonight all the way until 7 o'clock. That means you get an extra hour to do our Dreamland Score Prediction Contest, and we will get into the conversation. We'd love to get you in, and phone lines completely jammed up. I do remind you, Brian Harden Construction, ASME certification, I-beam installation, fabrication. If you're building from the ground up, let's build something together. Up to 300-ton cranes available, CNC machine, reverse engineering, laser cutting, specialist in modern construction, bhardenconst.com. Experience you can count on. Let's build something together. It's Brian Harden Construction. We move on, and let's go to Ellis in Manchester, Tennessee. How are you, Ellis? Welcome into the game, man.
This is Brian. How you doing, Ryan?
I'm good. I'm good, man. I'm having a great day.
Got a good feller coming up next after me.
He seems to be a pretty good guy. He seems to be a pretty good guy.
Mitchell? Yeah, he's a good guy.
I love it when he does the, you're next, because...
I like that, too.
Yeah, me too, man. Let's all stand and give a big Rolling Tide.
Woo!
Now, that's different than a Roll Tide.
That's
more, you know, point of emphasis on a Rolling Tide.
That's right. I was in the big town of Murfreesboro today.
Pappy Price taught us about Rolling Tide, right?
Yeah, home of the Blue Raiders.
Oh, okay, cool. Very cool, very cool. I know they went to a bowl game this year, right?
Yes, I think they did.
So
I was going to say thank you to Biscuit. You know, he hung up, so I was able to get on after he hung up. So thank you.
Yeah, Biscuit... that call was dropped, was sponsored by AU.edu, where they're dropping more things than just footballs in Lee County.
They're dropping the toilet paper.
Well, they didn't have a lot of use for it this year. Losing season down in Lee County, right?
And the mothballs is out now.
Yeah, they're going to put them in that cedar chest, put the flags up.
Yeah.
Reality setting in. Just because you tried to buy a coach of $72 million, according to AL.com, when you talk about a buyout from Gus, you bought him out at Boise State. You gave him a new contract extension, and the assistant coaches, I think it was somewhere around $72 million. Reality setting in that we paid all that for a guy that took us to 6-7. And the Birmingham Bowl.
Yes, and is it today that he announced that he when he started coaching at Alabama? You think when he was hired? Was it today?
No, yesterday he was announced that he was hired as the new football coach at the University of Alabama. Today he was the introduction press conference. 15 years ago today, Mal Moore stood up, and you know how in that accent that he had. Said this is the new head football coach at the University of Alabama. The introduction press conference where he was introduced formally, you know, like they do with a press conference and questions.
Thank Mal Moore. We all need to still thank Mal Moore for that.
Sure.
If it hadn't been for Mal Moore, we wouldn't have got Coach Saban.
Well, and
we've got some lame coach that won like 5 or 7 games a season.
And if you've
been another DeBose or somebody like that.
You know, Mal Moore wrote a book. It's Crimson Heart. Let me tell you my story. It's his memoirs from being at the University of Alabama. But some of that was dedicated to hiring Nick Saban. And one of the questions or one of the kind of answers in there that I walked away saying he believed in Alabama. When there's a lot of people who looked at Mal Moore and said, no, I'm not going to Tuscaloosa. I don't think – and Steve Spurrier was one of those who said that he didn't believe that Alabama –
said Alabama won't be Alabama again anymore.
Yeah, I don't think I can get them to where you want them to be. And, you know, Mal Moore –
Well, Saban did.
Well, and I've often thought that that's why Steve Spurrier is bitter toward the University of Alabama. Some of the reason, right? But he's pretty arrogant as it is. So
yeah,
he would be an unapproachable guy.
I got a good score, Ryan.
All right, can I guess the prediction before you give it to me? I'm just going to take a wild guess, okay? So I'm going to go ahead and let me write this down on this fancy piece of paper that I've got here. I mean, I know there's technology all over the world, voice recognition and people that can type for you, and I've just got a pen and piece of paper. I do it the old-fashioned way. We do record the show, so we can always go back if we need to. I'm gonna predict, okay? So I'm feeling that you've got Alabama somewhere in the 40s.
Yes, I do.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to rub my hand around this crystal ball. I'm going to go 42. No, I missed it.
No.
Higher or lower?
Higher.
48.
Lower.
45.
45, right.
45, okay. It took me a few times, but I got it. All right, so let me go with George's prediction. 3. No, I
mean, it's got a 3 on it.
Okay. 23.
Higher.
33.
What'd you say?
33.
Lower.
31?
Yeah.
Is it really? 45-31. Yeah. I mean, that's a good prediction. That's a good prediction. UGA rushing yards. Where do you have it?
110 yards.
45-31. Yeah, that's a – Vegas doesn't think it's going to be played that high. Vegas is – see, they're around 58. But who knows? I mean, Vegas didn't have it 41-24 the first time around either, did they?
Nope.
All right, Ellis, I appreciate you, man. I hope you have a great day.
Oh, yeah, it was 17 degrees this morning when I woke up.
There's a reason why I live in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Not that we had shorts on down here, but...
I had shorts on.
Well, you're a braver man than all of us, but all right.
Crazy, too.
Thank you, Ellis.
All right. Roll Tide, Ryan.
Roll Tide. Let's go 205-342-9904. Mitchell, how are you? Welcome into the game.
I'm great, Ryan, and I'm not falling into that trap as I did last time. If you'll remember, I'm falling into the trap. I listen to the talking heads, and I picked Georgia. And then Jacob or whatever said, so you're saying that the Tide is next, Mitchell? I said, well, who knows? I said, we may be next. They may be next. Who knows who's next? Remember that?
I do remember that. You picked 34.
Not falling into that trap again, Ryan.
Well, you bit on that rat poison, man. That's what it was. I mean, you took a hold of it.
I know. I listen to the talking heads and the experts in the desert.
Yeah.
And I'm not buying all this. It's tough to beat a team twice, which it is, but I'm still just not sold on that. And I know, like, the game of century against LSU, they won here 9-6, and then we won 21-0 in the Natty. But when you got the greatest coach in college football history walking these sidelines, for the University of Alabama. And I think Mike Dettillier said when he started the show, if anybody can do it, Coach Saban can.
Sure, sure. Well,
and just like one of the other callers asked the famous question, do you really believe that Nick Saban will let this one slip away? And I don't think he will. But, you know, as we're preparing for another national championship, Ryan, that little game out there in College Station on October the 9th, I believe, October the 10th, it doesn't even matter no more, does it?
No, it's a one-game season right now.
Yep, one-game season. Everybody has basically forgotten that game. Yeah, we suffered a loss.
Except
3-point
Texas
loss, got
A&M.
The lead.
They've created a
I'm sure they got billboards printed all the way up over the city saying,
We beat Bama. Well,
I mean,
knowing Texas A&M, if we win, they'll probably claim like a national title because they beat us, right?
Oh, sure. I mean, that's Auburn ass. That's what Auburn does.
Yeah.
Oh, and speaking of Auburn, I'd like to say congratulations to the Auburn Tigers. You're undefeated in football for 2022. Hooray.
That's right. They are. They are undefeated. I'm so glad.
All of
that
those SEC teams that laid an egg prior to January 1, they're undefeated this year.
It's a great point. Great point.
They've got through 4 days of being. They hadn't won a game, but they hadn't lost one either. So I'm sure that they're probably throwing toilet paper up in the trees tonight.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, I cannot believe that one slipped by me, but. Undefeated in 2022. Congrats to the Auburn Tigers.
I mean, we got to give them credit.
You do have to. You've got to give credit where credit is due. And if I was them, I'd make some T-shirts up.
Sure.
Do a celebrate. Yes. Yes. Oh, yeah.
You know, because they've come up with, I think, a T-shirt to say co-national co-Western Division champions and rings and all that. So why can't they just say pre-champs?
Pre-champs.
All right, Ron.
Pre-champs. Pre-champs.
I mean, that's what Auburn would do.
You know, maybe we should cut.
But anyway, I'll go ahead and give you my score, Ron.
Hold on. Maybe we should cut like a commercial. You know, it would sound something like this. This is where we need Red. Red hated Auburn just as much as I do.
Oh, my God. I miss that guy.
Me too. I mean, because he would always pop them in the mouth just like we would. But, hey, this is Ryan Fowler from The Game. I'd like to congratulate Auburn on that 6-7 season for 2021. Brighter things are ahead for the Tigers. Something, you know, we can congratulate them and recognize them for, I mean, 6-7. I mean, that's hard to do when you play Akron, Georgia State, and Alabama State.
And Georgia State had them beat. Georgia State had them beat.
I mean, they needed those three wins to get to six wins.
To get to that up the road bowl in Birmingham, the Birmingham Bowl.
Yeah. Wow.
But they'll grab some guys from transfer portal and they'll try to get back into the action. But I think they're going to be middle of the pack in the West at best. That's my feeling.
I'm not sure middle of the pack is you see what's happening out at Sam Pittman with Arkansas. I mean,
you're right.
I mean, would you buy stock in Sam Pittman or Brian Harsin?
Sam Pittman all the way.
Yeah, I mean, so I wouldn't buy stock in the Auburn Tigers, but that's just me. Mitchell, give me a score, man. What do you think?
All right, a little closer than last time. A little nervous, more nervous than last time,
whoa,
obviously.
Whoa. A little closer.
No, Bama's going to win the game, Ryan.
Okay, I mean, because you said a little closer. I'm like,
okay. A little closer than last time. And we're going to be more nervous than last time because last time, after the game started in the second quarter, we weren't nervous at all.
Yeah, you're right.
But let's go. Bama 31. Bull Puppies 27.
31-27, and then we're going with UGA rushing yards as our tiebreaker.
91 yards rushing.
31-27, 91. Hey, Mitchell, appreciate you, man.
Appreciate you, and memo to the Georgia Bull Puppies. Guess what? You're next. Let's all stand and give a big rolling tide. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. We'll break here. We'll come back. We'll take Darlene on the other side. Right here on Tide 100.9, the home of Alabama Crimson Tide Sports.
Big money. Mike's Steakhouse in downtown Moundville and throughout the state of Alabama, Orange Beach, Andalusia, Thomasville, Auburn, Alabama, but that close location in Moundville, voted by the Alabama Cattlemen's Association as the number one steak in the state of Alabama. When you look at the ribeye, Big Mike's ribeye, 24 ounces, their favorite ribeye, you better be hungry. Great seafood options, many different appetizers. It is Big Mike's in downtown Moundville. Call ahead orders, 205-371-2333. Wednesday through Saturday, 4 until 10. Go see our friends, Big Mike's in downtown Moundville.
Hello, this is Martin Houston with the Martin Houston Show, and I want to tell you about Tuscaloosa Custom Carving. If you're looking for a way to add value to your home, make your flower beds pop, make your landscaping stand out from your neighbors, then Tuscaloosa Custom Curbing can help you do just that. They have numerous styles, but they feature the Moroccan Stone Curb Series, which includes four great styles and unlimited color choices. That's Tuscaloosa Custom Curbing. They are the one that can help you stand out from your neighbors. Tuscaloosa Custom Curbing, 205-331-6823. You may also find yourself with the need for a custom size stone or custom shaped stone. Then Tuscaloosa Custom Curbing can help with that as well. Paul Fuller and his team are waiting on your call right now for that free quote. And if you tell them that Martin Houston with the Martin Houston Show told you to stop by, you'll get a big discount. So call Tuscaloosa Custom Curbing at 205-331-6823 or visit them online at Tuscaloosa Custom Curbing LLC.
You are listening to Alabama Tradition with Martin Houston and Ryan Fowler. Your connection to Tuscaloosa and the University of Alabama Athletics on Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Tan toes tickling the sand, cold drink chilling in my right hand, watching you sleep in the evening light, resting up for a long, long night. 'Cause when the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down,
you know, it's always a special show when we can take a little trip to North Carolina and we check in with Darlene. Darlene, good afternoon and welcome into the game. I hope you're having a great day.
I am, Ryan. How is yours going?
Oh,
it's... Well, I know you're having a great day. You're on the air.
Well, I mean, 5 hours. Tuesday's always a difficult, long day, but it's a fun day. But my radio days or hours are not done when I get done. I got a couple of interviews I got to do. One of those being out in Seattle. They want to talk a little Alabama football. So,
wow, Seattle. I thought you were going to say Torres.
No. I did two hits with Torres last week, so I'm tired of Torres right now. I mean, plus he's going to, you know, I don't even want to get him on this week because you know what he's going to do? He's going to take all this victory lap about picking Georgia. And, you know, if we lose.
Torres likes to push you a little bit.
I know.
But I think he's funny.
Yeah.
And I think he's good, too.
No,
I mean,
we all know
roll our eyes at some of his stuff. You know, it's not like, oh, I don't know a couple of other guys you have on that we could talk about.
Yeah. Well, he picked Georgia to win it all early, like preseason prediction. So I know he's going to stick with that prediction. Maybe he won't. I don't know. I need to text him and say, hey, I need to get you on if you're going to pick Alabama. If not, but he could throw out some rat poison, help Nick Saban out a little bit.
Well, rat poison can be a good thing, as we've learned.
It can be. It can be yummy.
Yummy. Just yummy.
Yummy. It can be yummy.
Yummy.
That's right. It was yummy.
Yummy is... That is still one of the funniest things he's ever done.
It is.
And that grin on the smirk on his face was priceless.
I can recall it right now as you're saying that and that little
No,
smile.
I mean, I can see him. I mean, that picture is in my mind. And his eyes have this glint. My daddy used to get a certain grin on his face that I won't say exactly what I used to call it. but that's what he had.
A crap-eating grin?
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, that was it.
Got it.
So, are you calm? Are you upset? Are you nervous? Are you playing it day by day?
Darlene, I'm so nervous right now. I don't know how I'm sleeping at night, to be honest with you.
Well, I made the decision to wait until Sunday.
Okay.
To really accept the fact that, you know, it's going to happen and that we're going to be in the game. I mean, I'm just going, yeah, it's just another week. But, I mean, about Sunday, I will be in, I mean, I'll be all to pieces.
Sure, sure.
Well, with nerves, not doubt, but with nerves, anxiety,
sure.
Panic.
Well, and, you know, you live in a state that's neutral, right? I mean, they're not one way or the other. What are they saying? Because down here, we got all the bugs. And you know what the bugs are going to do. I mean, they're going to pull for the
dogs. Well, up here, see, the only thing you hear locally is people talking about that show in Charlotte. You know, so they're all talking about how bad it was to the Tennessee lost the referees.
Sound like a fun show to me.
Blew that game for Tennessee.
Yeah, that's.
But, you know, I mean, up here is kind of one of those, when you get down to it, football just, it's come a long way, but it's still not there. And everybody up here is just breathing a sigh of relief that it's basketball season.
I got you. So do they count it down like we do with football here? I mean, they have the daily.
Oh, absolutely. And then, of course, with basketball, it starts in, what, the 1st of December, but it's all non-conference games. So January is when conference games really start. So this is when the knives come out.
Good. Get them. Get them. Well,
it's nasty up here between, especially Duke and Carolina.
Well, and don't know anything about Carolina, but I guess Duke's at that number 2 spot, so behind Dr. Williams and
well,
the Baylor Bears.
And to, you know, they do, and, you know, whatever. I'm hoping that the Hills can do some growing between now and the end of the season. Because in basketball, you really can, you know, improve through the year and then get a spot in the NCAA tournament.
Sure.
So, number of losses is not as bad against your record. But it's just, I was thinking it would be so exciting to be in Tuscaloosa this week.
It is. It's, you know, the electricity, the energy everywhere everywhere you go, they're talking about this Alabama game as they should be. It's a national championship. And, you know, anytime you can add, you know, trophies to the trophy cabinet, that's always a good thing. So, Darlene, do us a favor. Okay. So I know you said you were not going to look ahead until Sunday, but could we ask you to your thoughts? I mean, you think Alabama's going to win this game, or is that too much to ask?
I do. Okay. I think it's going to be tough. But I have faith in my boys.
All right. Where were you last Georgia-Alabama game in the SEC championship game?
I was sitting in my home.
Your confidence level. Were you confident that Alabama could get the job done?
I was confident, but I was scared crazy.
Okay.
And, you know, it was, I know we're going to win. I know we're going to win. But there was that big thing in the back of your mind that says, it could go south.
I got you.
And I remember a couple of people tweeted me, and they're going, we've got this one. And I said, shut up. That's what you said 1 year about Clemson, too. And it didn't turn out that way.
Well, like, I picked 24-21, and that would be like saying, you know, Ryan's a millionaire. Not very confident that I'll ever be a millionaire. So it just, you know, it was like, Alabama's going to beat Georgia 24-21. And that was, you know, that was it. So,
well, I'm going to say Alabama's going to beat Georgia 35.
Now, hold on, darling. I've known you for a long time. You normally don't get into prediction contests, so you're really confident here.
I know, but I did the last time. But, I mean, I cannot. It doesn't matter to me. I would never win it, so it doesn't matter. I thought it was a requirement.
No, it is, but I mean, I just know how you feel about prediction. So let me.
Well, actually, I'll just not predict.
No, please. I mean, give me your score. But I was looking back. Oh, you did. So let's continue with the trend. I mean, if you picked it last time and Alabama beat them 40.
Yeah.
24-17. 85 yards is what you had last time for Bama rushing the football.
Well, how far off was that?
a little bit. I mean, you were good on Georgia.
Well, I was a little bit off. I'll grant you that. But we had not been running the ball well.
but not
or
as,
at all.
Not as far as Jumbo. I mean, Jumbo had 31-0 Georgia. So, you know. I'm going to arrest
bless Jumbo.
About that.
I hope he's feeling okay.
He sounds good.
Is he better now?
Yeah, I think he is. I think he is. So
good.
He got in earlier.
No, I'm going to give you 31-17.
Okay, 31-17. Georgia rushing yards. Where do you want to go?
90.
Got it. 31-17.
I don't think they'll get as much as they did against us last time, and they got a little over 100 last time.
Gotcha. Hey, Darlene, we thank you for your phone call. Hope you have a great rest of your evening. We appreciate all the support. Thank you.
You're most welcome. Now, you are going to be at the game, right?
I will be.
Are you going to take that fancy little jet?
Depends. I mean, it all depends. So
well, I hope you do because
right now,
that would save
right,
so much.
Right now, I got
wear and tear on your back.
Right now, I got thumb out. So that's what I got my thumb out. So I'm going to go out.
Well, I'm going to keep my fingers crossed for you to get an invitation.
Yeah, I'm going to go out to the airport and I'm going to hold my thumb out and
take a sign.
Yeah.
Take a sign that says, "We want Bama and I need a ride."
yeah, we want Bama and I need a ride. So, but I'll say this, 20 degrees is not,
I mean, do you even have clothes for that?
Does camouflage count?
Well, yeah, it will as long as it's warm. But I mean, I know you're a Columbia freak.
Yeah, I've got some of the Columbia reflective clothing, and it'll make you take your jacket off. Top heat, yes, steamy. So,
well, I'm proud of you. I don't think ever in my life I've lived in North Carolina through some days that were down like that and snows and, you know, big chills and no power and stuff. But I have never had a coat that would really, really stand up to that kind of chill.
Yeah, six degrees. Does it not get that cold up in North Carolina? No?
No, it's cold now, but, you know, I try to stay out of it and I'm not stupid.
I got you. Okay. Darlene, thank you so much.
No, we had the rest of the state had snow.
And you guys didn't get anything?
We had a thunderstorm that morning that terrified me. I mean, it was the kind of thunder that, you know, the thunder when it shakes the building that you're in and the ground feels like it's moving. We had that for an hour and a half.
Ooh.
And lightning and rain. And then the temperature dropped like 30 degrees. And within 2 hours, and it started a mixed snow. But everything was so wet, it didn't stick here. But now south and to the east of us, they got it big time. Some of them got the icy mess. A lot of them got snow. It's been awful for them. Power outages down there everywhere. So I was lucky.
Gotcha. Darlene, thank you so much. I hope you have a great day.
You too. Bye, Ryan.
Bye-bye.
Roll Tide.
North Carolina, Roll Tide. We appreciate Darlene, we'll go to Robert and Mobile after the break. Tide 100.9, the home of Alabama Crimson Tide Sports.
Hello, this is Martin Houston with the Martin Houston Show, and I want to tell you about one of our great sponsors, Overflow Express Wash. Their mission is to provide great customer service with a showroom clean car and an exceptional customer service experience. They have the basic car wash that starts at $7, but you need to check out the premium wash packages, which start as low as $12 and go up to $20. They also have a membership wash club that you can get for starting at $23.99 going up to $39.99. In other words, just double the regular premium package, drop a penny, and you can be one of the great members of Overflow Express Wash. My family and I keep our cars looking good inside and out by using Overflow Express Wash. They're located on Scotland Boulevard right next door to Alabama One, or you can find them online at overflowexpresswash.com. Andy Phillips and his team look forward to making you a part of their team.
Ryan Harden Construction, serving the community of West Alabama, throughout the state of Alabama, and our neighboring states. Crane and equipment rentals, up to 300-ton cranes available, CNC machines, reverse engineering, laser cutting, specialist in modern construction. Let's build something together. Brian Harden Construction, bhardencontst.com, where you can start the process. We're looking for pipe welders, pipe fitters, structural welders, experience you can count on. Let's build something together. Brian Harden Construction, a proud supporter of Crimson Tide Athletics.
Hot! It's awesome. You're having a fun. Have some fun, man.
Talking Alabama Crimson Tide football on Alabama Tradition with Martin Houston and Ryan Fowler in Tuscaloosa on Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Pretend I don't live in it. Sunshine gonna wash my blues away. Had sweet love, but I lost it. She got too close, so I fought it. Now I'm lost in the world, trying to find me a better way. Wishing I was deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze, and it don't seem fair. Only worry in the world is a
tide. So we'd love to get you involved if you want to jump in. We got about 21 minutes left. It's going to be Robert and Mobile. We're going to Quick Dave here in Tuscaloosa, and we're going to Steve. And if you want to jump in, you got a line available, 205-342-9904. Let's go to Robert and Mobile. Robert, good afternoon, my friend. How are you? Hey, Robert. Hey, Robert.
Hello.
Hey, Robert.
There?
Hey, man.
Got me on guard, everything.
You're fine. You're fine. How are you, man?
I'm fine.
Good.
I got to admit, though, unlike other callers, this game has definitely got me nervous again,
as
I was going to be regardless.
You guys are going to have to talk me off the cliff, like, throughout the week. I mean, I'm going to need some help. I mean, we might get a psychiatrist in here, see if we can, you know, level everything out for us. Maybe make us come to realization that we're going to be okay.
Well, you know, they always say, people keep saying it's tough to beat a team twice. No, it's just tough to beat a team like Georgia twice. There's the tough part. Could we beat Arkansas twice? Yeah. Could we beat Auburn twice?
Sure.
Yeah.
Great point. Great point.
But could
but
we,
none of those teams have a chance to earn the right to beat twice, right? Most of them.
Exactly. It's the Georgias of the world that's, you know, the best of the best that's tough to beat twice, which is where Georgia is right now. You know, they're the best of the best. Same with Alabama. And there's what comes in our tough part. Now, Vegas is doing us a favor with, you know, giving us some yummy rat poison with the making us the underdog. But we still have the issue of Georgia with the revenge factor on their mind. And therein lies, you know, okay, is the rat is a 3-point underdog enough rat poison to overcome Georgia's revenge factor that they want from, you know, being humiliated. They felt humiliated after that SEC championship game. And so therein lies, can the team overcome that? We'll find out. I believe they will. But it's going to be, this is the game of the year right here. And it's the toughest game. It's not just talk for saving for a change. You know, I always say, the best team we're playing is what we're playing now. Usually that's talk when it's Mercer or somebody like that. But no, okay, now it's not talk. It is absolutely correct. Every cliche that Saban throws out for this game is absolutely correct. And so the team's going to have to show up for it and overcome Georgia's emotion because they're going to be chock full of it. And now, if their emotion is, you know, uncontrolled, then that would be a good thing. But if Georgia controls feeds off their emotion and keep it controlled, it's going to be a dogfight from you get first quarter to the last quarter. And I don't have a feel for this game. I had a feel for, you know, the Cincinnati game. I knew how that was going to turn out. This one I have no feel for. I'm not certain how it's going to turn out. And Brian Robinson looks like he's in beast mode. So if he can maintain beast mode, that will, you know, give us an edge. But they're going to attack. I do know one thing George's going to do. They're going to learn from their mistake and blitz Bryce Young almost constantly. That's where Latu and Billingsley are going to have to counter that by, you know, getting open and catching balls. And Slay Bolden. We're going to have to get the ball out of Bryce Young's hands quick and realize it early. What's going on with Owens? Does he have it early? Okay, if he doesn't, realize that early and get rid of the ball out of Bryce Young's hand quicker and get a feel for the game. So, and if we can count that early enough, then, you know, they can cruise. But we just don't know. Could it turn into the Auburn game all over again? That we don't want. And so it's hard to get a feel for how that's going to turn out.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I mean, you described a lot of my feelings. It's just, it's going to be a challenge. But I mean, hey, you don't win a national title when you play chopped liver. I mean, you got to go walk through somebody, and Georgia just so happens to be there. But, you know, tomorrow we may do a boost of confidence. One reason why Alabama's going to win the national title, or maybe we'll do, you know, some of those keys to victory. But you look at Alabama, jump on them early. I think that's one of the keys to creating self-doubt is to jump on them early, because that doubt will creep in. Let's say Alabama gets up and, you know, let's say they have a drive like they did against Cincinnati. What do you think that one drive did to the self-confidence for the other side? Oh, Lord, did we really hang those banners? We want Alabama? You know, so
They definitely regretted that quick. It's kind of weird, though. The SEC championship game, Alabama didn't jump on them early. And that was kind of weird, too. You know, everything, you know, Georgia jumped on Alabama early. But they, which I guess was a good thing, that Alabama knows that even if Georgia comes out a guns a-blazing and jumps on them early, they can still come back. Georgia doesn't know that. That Alabama jumps on them early 10-0. Can they come back? They don't have that kind of confidence. They don't know it. Well, Georgia jumped on Alabama 10-0, and boom, they just came right back, and they start running off points. So, you know, Alabama does have the advantage of they've been totally tried and tested through the year. Georgia, however, did get their one loss, so they've got their blood in their mouth from getting punched in the mouth and bleeding, like Alabama did. So definitely got the two best teams, and we'll see what it breaks down at.
Yeah, great point. No, I'm right there with you, and appreciate the breakdown. But Robert, you're gonna make me nervous if you keep calling like this, man. I mean, there's just too many honest opinions in here.
Real quick, score. I go 33-24. Yeah, Alabama pulls it out.
What is it? One more time.
33-24.
Okay, 33-24, and UGA rushing yards.
I think they'll do a little better this time. So I'm going to go, I think they can crack 100, maybe 110.
Okay, got it. Thank you, Robert.
All right.
We will go to Quick Dave right here real quick. We'll get him in. Quick Dave, you're in the game, man. I hope all is well.
Oh, great, Ryan. I'm going to say 34 Bama, 27 Georgia, and I'm going to put 106 yards.
All right, hold on. Whoa. I'd like to repeat the score. 34-27, right. Alabama, 106, and Georgia rushing yards, correct?
You got it. Roll Tide.
Thank you, Quick Dave. We appreciate that. We'll come back and we'll take Steve on the other side. Tide 100.9, the home of Alabama Crimson Tide Sports.
If you want to dominate the grill today or any day, it's Mark's Mark, downtown Northport under that great Roll Tide Bridge. They started in 1978 in Selma, Alabama. All the different cuts of meats. If you're looking for ribeye, the high choice, top 10% of choice to prime, you can find that. How about the pork chops, marinated? The great chicken swirls is what they're home of. The gourmet kitchen items, all the different made dishes right there in-house. If you want to dominate the grill today or any day, check it out. The Brunswick Stew, if you're headed home today, you want a quick meal, go by Mark's Mark. Go see Jacob Ritchie and all of our great friends downtown Northport under that Roll Tide Bridge or in Selma, Alabama. Mark's Mark, home of the chicken swirl.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
A good supply of sunshine this afternoon. The high today, 55 degrees. For tonight, clear with a low at 31. Tomorrow, increasingly cloudy with a high at 57. Thursday, cloudy and colder with periods of light rain. The high at 49. I'm James Spann on the ABC 3340 Weather Center on Tide 100.9. It's 47 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
The host of the game, Ryan Fowler, and the host of the Martin Houston Show, Martin Houston, have combined to offer a show filled with in-depth analysis of Alabama football and more. Alabama Tradition broadcasts live on Tide 100.9 every Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m. and is available live and on playback on numerous affiliates around the Southeast. Check out alabamatradition.com for a list of affiliates as well as other great content.
Forever trust in who we are.
Everybody that we possibly can. Let's go to Terry Steve in Tuscaloosa. Steve, good afternoon. You're in the game.
Hello, Ryan. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you. It's been a while.
Well, I don't think I've ever spoke to you.
Oh, okay. My bad. Okay, I thought it was a different
Steve. I live in the metro area of Buell in the Central Valley area.
Oh, my heavens. You know, I take a...
We don't even... I take get a cell service here.
Well, neither do I. I take a subway out to my community, so I get up.
But I really wanted to comment real quickly. I know you're not talking about that, but I'm 71, and I've been following Alabama basketball for so long, and now that they have a good team, am I the only one that realizes we don't have a newspaper to really cover the team anymore? Once they started publishing in Montgomery, you get no coverage.
Well,
and that's kind of frustrating.
Well, let me invite you to go to Tide109.com. We'll be
well, covered. We don't get internet. We don't get cell service. We don't have landline. We're in the deepest part of Central Valley, right below the high school.
I got you.
and it's country.
Get on
country.
The phone with Governor Ivey and tell her to actually put down those lines.
The utility commission. We need to get. And while we're there, will you request natural gas? Because I'd love to be able to add some fire logs to you know, the chimney, because LP is a little expensive. But while you're there.
But it is. I mean, I remember Bryant Denny Stadium when I almost sat 35,000 people, and I went to see Alabama lose to Duke 86-80 in Foster Auditorium the last game, first game in Memorial Coliseum. And like I said, it's been many, many frustrating years. And now that they got a decent team, you just can't follow them out here. I guess it's part our fault, too, that no internet. So.
Yeah, I wish I could help you, Steve. I mean, just keep listening. Keep listening.
Yeah, I've been listening to you since you came on. They said you'd never make it against Paul Feinbaum.
Yeah, well, I mean, we proved a few people wrong. Not really sure how many, but we did. We did prove a few. But Steve, I appreciate it. You want to give me a score? I mean, get a chance to.
Yes, 45-17, Alabama.
I like the way you think.
I don't think Alabama's going to roll over, and I think they're going to do it.
All right. UGA rushing yards. What do you have for me?
117.
Got it. 45-17. Steve, and make sure you keep it here on Tide 100.9. I appreciate you, man. And
We'll definitely cover basketball, and I know Florida tomorrow down in Gainesville, and that'll be you'll be able to.
Now, is that game tomorrow? I thought it was tonight. I know.
Well, no, it's tomorrow. It's tomorrow, and we'll have that game 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock tomorrow. So we'll lead to game time. I talked with my boss yesterday, and he's going to let us go right all the way up to 6, and we'll hand off to the CTSN network. So we'll have the game. We won't have the pregame show, but we will air the game tomorrow at 6 o'clock. So
great. Roll Tide.
Right back to you, man. Thank you. Appreciate it. Let's go to Terry in Virginia. Terry, good afternoon. You're in the game.
Hey, Ryan. How you doing, man?
Man, it's been a while. How are you?
It has been a while. I'm doing just fine. I hope you are.
Yeah, me too. I was
thinking about you. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you there. I was thinking about you. How was it going to Dallas and Jerry's World and all that for you?
Oh, it was great. It was great. I mean, it was good to go out to the Cowboys Stadium. I stood in front of the locker room and got a quick photo. I know we're probably not supposed to do that as media guys, but it had nothing to do with the team that I was covering.
Right, I understand. But no, I knew you were a big Cowboy fan.
Well,
so
it was huge.
I thought that would be cool. And anyway, I hear the music.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Will you call back?
That's all right.
Please. I mean, I hate that you haven't called us in a little bit, and now I got to cut you short because I'm out of time. So
I'll call you tomorrow.
You promise?
I do.
All right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Give me a score,
Roll
Terry.
Tide.
Give me a score, Terry.
Oh, 34-17. As owner of Mint Mobile, 135.
135?
Yeah.
Got it. Thank you, Terry. Appreciate you, man.
Okay, bye.
We got to get out of here. I'm literally over time. So, Karen, I apologize. I wish there was something I could do. Let me call back tomorrow. We're going to do our score prediction tomorrow as well. I'm out of time, literally overtime. So we got to get out of here. We'll continue with more. I remind you that we call this program The Game, and the only way that you can win the big game, the game of life, is to walk daily with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Good night, T-Town.